today the Rashba. Okay, the Rashba is argues on the Ritva, but I don't think he's fundamentally different in how he learns the Machlokas, but he has fundamental difference in how he learns the Sugya. Okay, so again, if you remember, let's just review the facts. You have two kinds of Erev, Erev Tchumen and Erev Chatzeros. So Erev Tchumen is what you want to place the food down on the road somewhere and say, I'm being Kona Shvisa, that's my dwelling place over there, and that allows me to carry, to walk an additional 2,000 amos from there. And the other Erev is Erev Chatzeros, whereby I unify with all the B'nai HaChatzer, all the people who live in my courtyard, and that allows us now, we're all one big unit, and we can carry in the courtyard. And the question is when I place it on behalf of other people, what's necessary? Do I have to simply place it and say, hey, this is for everybody? Or do I have to make a kinyan, to make a kinyan to them? Okay, basically pick it up, give it to somebody who will be kona on their behalf. Okay, so the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav, they argue opposite, they're opposites. Okay, they each hold, but one of them you need to have as a kinyan and another one you don't. Rav says, he argues as follows. That when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, so here's the issue according to everybody, okay? How do we know the guy legitimately, this is the way the Ritva is learning, how do we know the guy is legitimately being Kona, being Makne, his Rishas, or his object, or his property to the other person? Maybe he's just saying, yeah, I'll place an Erev for him, sure, why not? But how do we know that a Kinyan is a whole different story? And the Ritva holds that you really need the Das of Kinyan. And you really need a Kenyan to transfer ownership of my Rishas to the other guy. Or to transfer ownership of my object, my food, to the other guy. It's an ownership phenomenon. Erevin, according to the Ritva, works through ownership. You gotta be an owner. We're joint owners. Okay? Or you're an owner of my food. So just because I say, I'm a nice guy, I want to place an Erev for you, but am I Makne? Am I Gamar or Makne? Do I have Gemiras Das? To really transfer ownership and to make you an owner in my stuff? So the answer, Rav says, is it depends. By Erev Chatzeros, if I don't, then I can't carry. My whole permit to carry is that we both are involved in this Erev. So if I don't be my Gomer Machne to you, then I can't carry. So therefore, the fact that I get Hana'ah, I gain benefit from transferring it to you, and I need it, so thereby we confer his das that he wants the Kenyan, and therefore the Kenyan works, and therefore it works. And again, the Ritva says that he shows that where's the Kenyan? So he says Hana'ah could be a Kenyan. If I give you a woman, listen, if I give you Hana'ah, so then I could thereby acquire your thing. So the saying is when I place the Erev for this other guy, so by this guy getting the food, or the Rishas, I get Hana. So to speak, like he's giving me a Hana. He's giving me a Hana. And since he's giving me a Hana, so thereby I'm giving him the property, and it's a Kenyan. Okay, that's what he learns, that it's a Kenyan. And I, where's the action of the Kenyan? So presumably he said, the Rishas learned, the placing of the Erev itself is the action of the Kenyan. So you place it, which is a maisa. That's a maisa in terms of mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. I'm placing the Erev. The placing the Erev is an action which gives me benefit from the guy I'm placing it for. So thereby, he's giving me that pleasure, and I'm giving to him the property or whatever. And therefore, it's a kinyan. And I definitely have Gemiras Das. Rav says I definitely want it. Gemiras, I have a conclusive. Mindset that I definitely want to transfer because otherwise I can't carry. But when it comes to Erev Tchumen, so I don't gain anything from you having an Erev Tchumen. That's your personal thing. So what do I care? So therefore, he says that there's no, we don't know this. So no, you say you want to place an Erev Tchumen for him, but do you want to give him your food? Maybe yes, maybe no, so it doesn't work. Okay, that's the way it works, buddy. So according to Rav, you need the. Oh, I'm sorry, so by Erev Tchumen, but if you actually pick up the food and you pick it up, or and you give it to somebody on their behalf, then you do a real kinyan, then that shows that you really are transferring ownership. Okay, you need to show. So according to Rav, the idea is that just because he says it doesn't suffice to say that it's a kinyan, that you have a Gersos kinyan. You have to show that he wants it. Okay, you have to show that he wants it. Fine. And therefore, that's why Erev Chatzeros we show, Erev Tchumen we can't. Shmuel argues the opposite. He says no. Is that we don't have to show that he wants it. He says that he wants it. He says, I'm placing the air for this guy. He says it works. He says that he wants it, and therefore by Erutchumen, so he says I'm placing it for this guy. It works. But the only thing is that by Erev Chatzeros, he says that there's an indication that there's a reason to think that he has a resistance to transferring ownership to the guy. That he doesn't want to transfer ownership because it's his food in his court. I'm sorry, it's his courtyard. So the guy in general, it's in his field, his property. So the guy doesn't want to give away his property. He's guarding his property. He's guarding stuff in his property. So therefore, there's a reason to believe the guy has a resistance towards being machnet. So it's true. On the one hand, he's saying is I want to give him I want it, and I need my heir if I need him to have it. On the other hand, do I really want to give up my property? So therefore, he says you need a hacker, an indication that the guy really is more willing to give up his property and to take the Erev. And therefore, you need to do a Maisa Zechia to indicate that he's really on, and that, he wants that. But by Truman, so what kind of resistance is there? He's putting the food on the street. So he's losing the food is going out on the, he's taking it out of his field, out of his chatz, his rishos, and he's putting it down on the road, on the side of the road, 2,000 miles away. So that's an indication the guy's okay with it, he's okay parting with it. So since you have that indication that he's okay parting with it, so therefore there's no reason to think that he has a resistance. Well, why would you think he has a resistance? Now, how do you know he wants the kin? He says, I'm placing the air on this guy's behalf. So whereas Rav is saying is, the reason why you need kinyan is to show that the guy has motivation to do it, and that's why you need to buy Truman, you don't need to buy Erchatzeros, because he definitely has motivation. According to Shmuel, the reason why you need the kinyan is not to show that he has motivation, but to show that he's overcoming his resistance. And the resistance is only in the case of Erchatzeros, it's not in the case of Erchatzeros. Because in Erchatzeros, he's really giving up the food, which is really, it's in his property. So that's why in Erchatzeros, there's like a pro and a con. There's a pro is that I stand to benefit from the other guy's Erev. So therefore, you don't have to show that I have motivation. There's automatically motivation. But also, there's a con, because in Erev Chatzeros, I'm giving up my property, stuff which is under my control. But in Erev Tchumen, that's not happening. Say who?
It's an incoming call.
Let me just emphasize the point, which the Rashba is going to take off on. Yeah, so, but where is the Kenyan? Where is the Kenyan? So sure, we could have deduced that the guy wants it. But where is the Kenyan?
In the act of placing it.
So there's two answers. The easier one is by Erev Tchumen. By Erev Tchumen, the Kenyan is because you have to be Kodesh Visa. You are acquiring this land, so to speak, where you put the Erev on behalf of you. You're dwelling there. There's a certain type of a Kenyan. It's called Kenyan. I just saw there's a Tosas in Beitza that says that there's a question whether you're allowed to make a Kenyan on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So he says in Tosas Gemara,
but you're making a Kenyan before Yom Tov.
No, but on Yom Tov. And what I'm just saying is that could you place an Erev Chatzeros on a Tchumen on Yom Tov for the next day? So Tosas says that would come under the problem, the Isser, of making a Kenyan. So I'm just saying, as you see, he holds that there's an actual Kenyan. Placing an Erev Tchumen, you're being Kohen of the land. Somehow, I'm not in the secret of Tchumen how it works, but there's a real Kenyan. Even though it's just around somehow, but there's a Kenyan. So there, just like I'm Kohen of Gemir's Das, so I'm Kohen for myself. So if I have Gemir's Das, then I want him also, so I'm Kohen for him. Kohen for both of us, there's a Kenyan. But Erev Chatzeros, though, is a difficulty, because in Erev Chatzeros, there's no Kenyan. You're just placing the Erev. But the Ritva says that since in my placing the Erev, it's an action of placing the Erev, and it gives me Hana'a from him, so thereby that's like, he says, Hana'a is considered like money. It's like Kasef. And it's like the guy's giving me money. He's giving me Hana'a, it's just like he's giving me money. And it's in my action, so thereby my action of placing the Erev could suffice. So, but it's a real Kenyan. The Ritva is clearly saying it's a real Kenyan. Okay, a real Kenyan, no strings attached. Okay? Fine. So now we're going to do the Rashba. Okay. So now we're going to look at the Rashba. So the Rashba says like this. He says, Yesh, this is on Peyam and Aleph in the Rashba. I guess in the Masada of Kuk Rashba, it's on page Taf Tzadi Gemel, 493. So it's Shitubim Vos Rabba Marin Tzal Hazak Shmuel Tzal Hazak. So again, the facts are the same facts. It's not that they need to pick up. Explain the same issue, but he says like this: Yesh the first time in the Rav, Mishum the Kivan the Ma'ariv Nehenevakach Kedei Shlo Yatsu Chavero Alav Es Hamavoi Gomer Vedait the Mizakelei. So Rav's argument is that since I benefit through including my friend in the Erev. Because if I don't include my friend in the Erev, then I can't carry. So therefore, I have Gemir Stas. I'm Gomer Amakne. I'm a Zakatan. So you don't need a Maisa Kenyan. You don't need a separate Maisa Kenyan. V'im Tomar, Mikal Mako, Man Kazachilai. Bottom line is, who's being a Zakat? Where's your Kenyan? Right? Same problem. Mistabrali, it seems to me, says the Rashba, Kiva de Lav Zachia Gamurahi. Since it's not a real, complete Zachia, it's not a complete, genuine Zachia acquiring, I guess you could say, or, fine. The Erev de Rabbananhu, and also Erev isn't the Rabbanan. Erev de Chateros Tchomen are the Rabbanans. Let's say Erev Chateros for now. Erev Tchomen is an issue if it's the Rabbanan. Asa'uhu ke'oso she'amru b'perek ha'socher she'avod zara. The Rabbanan treated it like this case in Avod Zara. Gabechenveni ha'makifo de mezake le'dinar v'kisei. They made it like the case of a storekeeper who takes credit that you keep in Zaka the dinar, the money in his wallet. Okay, so we have to look at that case. Okay? We have to look at that case. He's clearly referencing you, saying they made it like that case. So you understand that if you want to get his svara, you got to see that case. Like, well, otherwise, what's he saying? You know, he's referencing you, saying there is precedent for this in the Shas. And if you look at that case and you understand that it works, then you'll see how it's working here. So I would recommend in a case, in this type of instance, it's certainly relevant, a good idea to look at the Gemara. I mean, how could you, you're blinded to try to explain how, you know, to figure, oh, well, he must mean this. He's telling you the case, so look there. Okay. And it would even be nicer if there was a Rashba on there. But at least I don't have Rashba on Avodah Zarah. Maybe, would you mind looking? You know, we can check if there's Rashba on Avodah Zarah over there. I have a Ritva on Avodah Zarah, I don't have Rashba. But maybe my set is just absent that volume. Okay, so basically, it's saying is that you're not allowed, this halacha is that you're not allowed to buy fruits of Shemitah, or foods of Meiser, or fruits of Yayin Esach, of wine, which is Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to buy them, and you're not allowed, your money is not allowed to buy them. Okay, you're not allowed to purchase those things. So let's say, for instance, I say to a guy, I have a worker, and I give him money, and I say, here, take a. Let's say a worker. I say, here, take this money and go out and buy yourself lunch, buy yourself whatever. Okay, so do I have to worry that they're gonna go buy yes sir, buy these other things?
But they're giving it to them as a matana. Yeah, doesn't he own it?
Yes,
now?
Exactly. So that's what he wants to say. So you don't have to worry about that because it's his thing. It's not my money. It's his money.
Right.
Right. Exactly. But the case is, there is a case where it's a problem. Okay, and the case of the problem is let's say I have a storekeeper who I buy food from. Okay, so if I buy food from him, and what he does is he extends me credit. So he says, basically, gives me this food, and I say, I'll give you $100 tomorrow. You know?
Tab.
And he knows, I always do. I always give it to him. He's totally reliant, and the money is like, it's coming. It's definitely coming, you know? And then the chenven, he goes out, and he's going to now buy money on my tab, so to speak. He's using my money, so to speak. Let's say he doesn't have the money. Let's say, I'm picking a case, but let's say he's poor. He's poor. He doesn't have $100, you know, to spend on whatever it is he's going to spend it on. But since he knows he just ran up a tab of $100, I'm going to pay him tomorrow. So he's going to go out and buy things on my tab, on my $100. Okay, so it's like, in a certain sense, you could say he's spending my money. Right, he's spending my money. In fact, he is spending my money, and the Gemara considers it like it's a problem. No, that's an Issa, because it's basically your money is being spent on Issa.
What?
I mean, Rashi there says, Chenveni Samach al Zah. Shekfar, right, the Chenveni, the storekeeper, was relying on this. Shekfar Hikirbo, Shekal Makom Shiashno Dinar, because he already recognized that wherever the money is, Kanoi Lo, the Chenveni, he already knows it's like his. Look, a Chalipa in his, so it's like it's already his. Okay.
Wouldn't you just say you're holding on to his money for him though at that point?
His, I'm not holding it. Oh, yeah, I'm holding on to his money, but he's spending it. Yeah, but the thing is now he's going and spending the money, which is, he's going and spending his cash, his dollar bills.
So he's spending his money, and then you give him the money tomorrow that you owe him. How is that?
Okay, good. That's the Rashba's question. So what do you mean? So it's, but problem one is, it's not, whose money is it? If it's my money, so then...
No problem.
Then there's no problem. Well, then, if the money that I have is still my money, so then fine. Then he's spending his own money. And if you say that I already, it's already considered his, so then he's spending his own money. Like, either way you go, what's the, you know, what's the, how do you treat it? What is it, like, he's spending my money? Like, how does that work exactly?
Is this like a case of, like, a borrow and a lender as well?
No, I don't know.
What's
different,
like, from that?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's keep it simple. I'm not sure. It's a good question, but it's complicated. So get here, and I just want to take the case which is taken, you know what I mean? We're not really in that case. But so what the Rashba is saying is the way it's working there, the Mizakele Dinar Bikise. It's like, it's almost like the Chenveni has, it's like I am giving him, so it's like I have, the money in his wallet is like mine. It's like, it's my money, which I'm going to give him tomorrow. Right? Because he's spending, the money he's spending is my money, because he doesn't really have the money. So it's like he's spending the money, which is like mine, and it's just he didn't get it yet. So I'm going to give it to him tomorrow. So he's spending my money.
How is it your money? I'm saying you.
Because he doesn't have money. He doesn't have money for, to buy stuff. So he's spending my money. Now, it's true, he doesn't... I don't actually have it, but it's basically, if functionally, it's like he's spending my money. There's a sense to it. I forget how it works technically, but the sense is that he's not spending his own money. He doesn't have the money to spend. He's spending my money. So it's like I have a Kenyan. It's like my money. It's in his wallet. So right. So it's like my money. It's in his wallet. So he's spending my money, because I'm gonna give him the money for tomorrow. So it's like he's buying it on my tab. Right. But the question is, yeah, but how does it halachically work? But where's my Kenyan? She says, fine, it's like mine, but I never made a Kenyan on his money. Right? I never made a Kenyan on his money. I mean, it's true, I bought the fruits, but how is it now, like, where is it? What are you saying now? It's my money? How is it my money? Right? So the saying is the Rabbanon there treated, they consider it as if you have a Kenyan in his money, and therefore your money is being spent on this, sir. Right, so saying this is working like that, even though there's no technical Maisakinian, since this is the Rabbanon treated it like that case.
Why do you have a Kenyan in his Isser? Because you do this regularly with him?
Well, I regularly
keep the tab
going. So he's certain, he's confident that basically I'm gonna give him the money tomorrow. So it's almost like as if he's spending my money. But the question is still, is Marashach, is it, if it's really like it's my money, I don't know, I guess the thing is like, the thing is that money is considered like it's my money, that's what I'm saying, it's like you're spending my money, and that's what you're not allowed to do. The question is, how does it become my money? Right, it's not mine, it says, right, there's no Kenyan, I didn't make a Kenyan in the money. It's not like I'm giving him my money to hold on to and he's just walking around carrying around my money and spending it. It's the money that's in his wallet the whole time. You're just saying it's somehow now that becomes like it's my money because he's only spending it because it's my money. It's like my money which I'm waiting to give him tomorrow. So I don't actually give it, I'm giving him tomorrow. It's basically like he considers it like it's already in his hand. It's already my money in his hand. And he's going and spending it. It's like I'm letting him spend my money and then he'll give me...
What do you mean you're letting him spend your money?
It's his net worth now, so between his bank account is he has an extra $100. Now technically he doesn't have dollars in his hand yet, but basically he does. He knows you, like this happens all the time, you always pay him exactly the same time, you know, and he's just full confidence. So it's like he has an extra $100 in his account now. But whose $100 are they actually? Who actually owns $100? The Jew. Because the Jew didn't give them to them yet. Him tomorrow, but it's like he, so to speak, has them on borrowed. It's like the $100 in his wallet, which are his, so to speak, become like the Jews, and now therefore he's able to spend them because the Jew owns the 100 bucks, so it's like he's spending them early, so to speak. It's like he's spending those $100 early, and then the Jew's going to give them tomorrow and make up, you know, make it gutter. Right? I mean, it's like funny how it's working exactly. But it would be like, it would be like a credit card. Like credit card. If you have a storekeeper has like, people pay him on credit card. So he basically registers it as income once the card is swiped through, because he knows the credit card companies always come through. They always pay the money. The guy has, you know, the credit card was passed or whatever. But the guy didn't pay the card yet or whatever. But it's guaranteed by Visa or whatever that, I guess, if the guy defaults, right? What happens if you don't pay your credit card? I mean, the store gets their money, right? I mean, that's the, so deal Visa deals with it, right? Store gets their money, so now the store didn't get their money yet. They know every day the store, you know, Visa gives them their thing at the end of the month. So it's basically, it's like money in the bag. So you know, when they're going out and spending the money, they're spending the money, like Visa's money. I mean, it's not their money, it's the money which, it's not theirs yet, because the Visa didn't give them the money yet. But it's, so to speak, they're using Visa's money, which they know they're going to end up getting later. You know, so it's like, in a certain sense, they're spending the money, which is still, you know, still technically Visa's. It's technically Visa's money, but they basically relate to it as theirs because they know Visa's going to give it to them later. Right? I mean, it's like a kind of interesting way of looking at it, but there's a certain sense to it. And therefore, it's saying is that if it's the Jews, if the guy is going to buy Isser with it, so the Jew is a problem. He has to be careful about this because the Jew's money can't be involved in buying Isser. And now it is being involved in buying Isser. Yeah, I think the Isser there is not so much that your money is buying treif. It's like a Lifnei type problem. That you're buying them Isser. That your money is going and buying them Isser and giving them
Of course it's Lifnei Iver. That's pretty much almost everything that Avodah Zarah talks about.
Yeah. Kind of any well, maybe he's Jewish. He's not a guy, he's Jewish. But he's like an Amaretz, so he's not gonna, he may buy the stuff.
You can be over,
so it can be
for non-Jews too.
Okay, fine.
It's discussed in Avodah Zarah.
Okay. But that's not, I don't think that's what we're talking about. Not for Shvias, because the guy is, you know, nicer, because I just not. So,
But they're saying it's your money, so.
Right, well, saying it's basically, it's like it's your money, so basically you're saying is, hey, go out and buy with my money. Go out and buy on my tab, Shvias. So it's like you're feeding him. If you give him the money, it's his. Now it's his money, now he's doing whatever he wants. So it's his, it's not like he's.
Well,
it's like I'm financing the Shvias. But if it's my money, and he's like, he's like using the money which he has in lien to me, which is based on me, so therefore it's like it's my money.
Yeah,
that he's
you're
using.
Not allowed.
The problem is that it's his money. He's spending his money. It's in his wallet and it's his money. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, the family. Right? I mean, he's going and buying fruits. It's not like I gave him the money yet. See, if I gave him the money yet, then it's already his. Now it's his money. So he's spending his money. But now he is spending his money. He's just opening up his wallet and spending his money. But you're saying is that it's like since he has like a debt, since I owe him the money, it's like as if the money that I owe him is already in his property, and he's like spending my money. So it's like I'm financing his, but it's not really his yet, because if it's like he already had it and it's his, then he's just spending his own money. So it's like it's kind of like it's mine and it's kind of like it's his. Kind of, if it's fully mine, so then he's not spending my money, then he's spending his own money. And if it's fully his, then I already gave it to him, so it's like I already gave it to him, then it's already his. But it's like it's kind of like a middle ground. It's saying it's kind of like it's mine, but it's kind of like it's his. Right? Kind of like it's mine, so in there, but it's his. So he's spending it, but he's using my money. But so it's like somehow I got a kid, you know, in his wallet. But like, how did technically I get a Kenyan? Where's the technical Kenyan? Right? That's the problem. Where's the Kenyan? How did I get a Kenyan in his stuff? I don't know a Kenyan in his stuff. He never gave me his stuff. Mm-hmm. So as well. So like, Marasha, is that either it's his money already? He already acquired it. In which case, he's spending his own money. That's Mutar. Or you'll say, no, he didn't acquire it yet. So my money is still mine. So then the money in his wallet is his regular money. So then what also is no Isser for me? So whose money is it? It's like his middle ground. Right? I'm thinking it's similar to something we said a few days ago. Which is the common factor here is that these aren't really areas of Choshen Mishpat, of Din and Mamonos, of monetary sugyas per se. It's a sugya of Isser. It is Isser for you to feed the guy treif. for to be financing his eating, his buying of treif, you know, his shvius or whatever. Or it's a sugya here, it's not really a sugya. Erevin is not essentially a sugya of dina mamonos, of monetary. It's essentially a sugya of permitting you to carry or whatever on the Shabbos, the Viseratar, right? But even though they're not essentially sugyas of mamonos, they bring in mamonos. Because the Isser of me causing him to buy the Isser, you know, to buy Isser, is involves my money. Involves that is my money which is financing his Isser. So it involves Dina Mamonos. It involves my money. If it's not my money, then there's no problem altogether. So it involves Mamonos, but it's essentially a Dina Visser. Similarly by Erevin. Erevin is a mitzvah, a matiring carrying on Shabbos. But the way it works is that you take your food and you place it. So it involves, it's rooted in Mamonos. But it's not Mamonos, it's not a sugya in Baba Kama, Baba Metzia. Their sugya is essentially, sugya is about Lifnei Iver, you know, or about Erev. And they lean on Mamonos because, like, Mamonos comes in as an aside, right? As a background. So it's saying in these instances, the Rashi's point is that we don't go by the strict legal Dina Mamonos. But we go by, there's like, in Dina Mamonos, there's like the underlying technical Dina Mamonos reality, and then there's like the way people relate to it. The relationship of a Baal, of an owner, and how we relate to it. So it's saying, so to speak, by Erev, it's like, let's say by Erev Chatzeros. So basically, I'm saying this is an Erev on behalf of both of us. It's an Erev for both of us. Okay, it's my Erev, it's your Erev, it's everybody's Erev. And I have full Gemiras Das that I want to be both of ours. Now, technically, I didn't do an action which clinched the Kenyan. And therefore, if he brought me to a court, a monetary court, he'd never be able to get anything from me because, technically speaking, we never made any Kenyan. But practically speaking, I relate to it like it's both of ours, and I basically placed it on behalf of both of us, and I can only carry because I relate to it like it's both of ours. So functionally, it's both of ours. Now technically, I don't have the actual kinyan, but he's saying is that when it comes to Erevin, it doesn't. The Rabbanon, when they're setting up, it's a Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon are setting it up, that it's based upon ownership. They're not demanding an absolute Dina Mamonos ownership. You still there? Matt? I think he disappeared, right?
Since he's online, but
do you have to press call? He disappeared, right? Yeah. Yeah. So we don't need an absolute Dina Mamonos ownership. Okay, we don't need that. We need the functional idea of an owner. You relate to it as an owner. Okay? Similarly over there, is that, like when I was painting the picture of by the Visa card or whatever, in a certain sense, functionally, you'll say, the guy, the shopkeeper is spending my money. Technically speaking, you're right. If you say manavshach, he can't get out of it. Is it mine or is it his? Whose money is it? Right? But the answer is that technically it's the guy's. He's spending his own money, but functionally, the way we relate to it is that I'm financing his tarfas, his eating treif or his buying treif. That's the way people relate to it because he wouldn't spend his own money. He can't afford it. He's spending my money. Now, is it mine or is it his? You're right. No matter which way you slice it, it's not going to be a problem. But the answer is that in terms of Isser, it doesn't go by the technical halachic reality of the Kenyan. But it goes by the way that the people relate to it, and functionally they relate to it as if the guy is spending the Jew's money and the Jew is financing his eating of treif. So therefore, that's halachically what counts. It doesn't go by the technical legalistic definition, and that's just saying it's the same thing by Chatzeros, by Erevin. It's a Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon are saying is you have to be the owner of the Erev, but it's saying they didn't say that you demand the technical legalistic ownership, but you just need the Gemiras Das of ownership. See, once you have the Gemiras Das of ownership, all it's lacking is, so to speak, the final stage. It's just lacking the Maisa that clinches the thing. But we relate to it. It would be, so to speak, as like, it's a done deal. It could be like in a house, you know, you do it, you know, you sign the contract, and basically, I don't know, you create a case, but basically the deal's done. Now, technically speaking, we haven't yet signed the contract, or we haven't yet closed, or whatever, but basically it's mine. Maybe I use it, I relate to it, I live in it, I whatever, but yeah, okay, we have to finalize the contract on paper. On paper, it's not yet done, but for all practical purposes, it's done. So saying with regard to Erev, the guy has Gemiras Das. As Gemiras Das means he's totally given up, gives the thing up. Now, have they clinched it in a Kenyan? No, but they're saying that's not necessary. That's not necessary when it comes to Erev. If there's Gemiras Das. If there's no Gemiras Das, then you need a Domaisa to indicate that there's Gemiras Das. But if there is Gemiras Das, so then that's sufficient. As I'm saying, is that the Rabbanon made it, considered it like, considered it like as if there is a Kenyan, just like in that case. But I think the similarity is because in both of them, they're not essentially areas of Tosh Mishpat, of the monetary. But they're mitzvos, or Yesurim, which bring in the monetary. So it's saying it doesn't use the monetary per se with all technicalities, but it has a looser evaluation of the monetary. Right, you guys with me? Ladies, the Rabbanon set up Erev. They said that you can't be carry unless you have an Erev. What does an Erev mean? It means you have an Erev. Okay? It means you are joined together in this food. So it doesn't mean you're all joined together in this food. It means you all share a common food. Now, what does that mean, you share a common food? So obviously, if you actually make a Kenyan in it, then you share a common food. But it's saying is it's not necessary to there's an idea of sharing a common food without actually making a technical legal Kenyan on it. Okay, but we relate to it in that manner. Okay, functionally that's the way it is, even without the technical legalistic structure and the thing. So it'd be like if, for instance, I get lunch on behalf for us. Let's say, I don't know, I get lunch for us. Now, technically speaking, when I get lunch for the three of whatever, four of us, I don't necessarily say, okay, make a Kenyan on it. You know, I buy the thing, and it's, so to speak, it's my food. In theory, I could pull it out from under you. I guess, I don't know, whatever, you know, but. You could argue is that it's not yours yet, you know, it's mine, you know, but functionally it's basically yours. I mean, it's yours. I got you lunch. I got lunch for us. It's for all of us. We're all partners in it. Are we technically partners in it? You could argue, no, technically it's my thing. I'm just letting you eat it. But practically speaking, we're all partners in it. So there's an idea of a practical ownership. Practical. But then there's an idea of, but that's not, that would never hold up in a court in the area of Dinim Amonis. But the idea in Erev Chatzeros is the idea that we relate to it as if it's all of ours. And that comes about once I have a Gemiras Das to let you have it. So then it doesn't, even if you don't technically have any physical action of Kenyan, that's sufficient. That creates that. So it's the idea of owners, but it's the relationship of the owner to an object. It's not the technical monetary reality, which is demanded. Just to give the thing a little sense, I mean, the idea of the thing is a hecker that it's all one rishos, even though, because the problem is it's one rishos yachad, there's walls around it, but people relate to it as being joint because they're a bunch of joint owners. But it's like, is, but since we, as long as we relate to it as being under one dominion of one joint of property, so then that reminds us that it's rishos yachad. So it doesn't matter if technically you're not going to the legal, to the lawyer, and say, oh, is it technically one property, or is it technically that we haven't yet made a Kenyan? That's not the way you assess the thing, and that's not the way the hacker is based on how people relate to the thing. So we relate to it like it's a joint thing. It's a joint joint chatzer. We have joint ownership of the chatzer. Now, but where's the Maisa Kenyan? But it's Gomer, it's a Gomer Amakni. Is that in my mind, I've relinquished my ownership of the thing. Now, of course, if I go to Tom Chacham and I ask him, is there a Kenyan yet, and whatever, so if you'll have to pull out the sugyas and see there's no Kenyan yet, so therefore, technically speaking, it's not really yet. But that doesn't matter, because in Erev, it's based upon the idea that Rabban are setting up a hacker, that based upon the fact that this is that they're relating to, that they relate to it as a joint ownership, as a jointly owned chatzer. And they do relate to it in that way. The fact that the legalistic, you know, Kenyan hasn't set in is not relevant in this area. Just like in the area of the Lifnei Iver, is I'm sponsoring buying Shemitah. Technically, legally, if you go to the lawyer, well, you give him out of shach and you get the guy out of it. But basically, I'm sponsoring. That's the way, that's practical, all practical purposes, that's what's happening. In terms of the minds of the parties involved, that's what's happening. You're basically feeding him, you know, Issar. So that's Issar. So in the area of Issar, the realm, the strict legalistic mechanisms of Dine Mamonis are very precise, and they're very relevant when you're dealing with the sugya of Dine Mamonis. But when you're using the Dine Mamonis in an area, you know, as so to speak, because you have to have an idea of yours, so it doesn't necessarily go by the strict minutiae of the technicalities, the, you know, the Kinyan, but it goes by the Mir's Das of the thing. Amen? You know, why does the Rashba say that? He says, since it's, he says 2 points. He says, first of all, since it's not a real Zachia, and also it's a Darabana. I'm not really, it's not a real Zachia, and it's a Darabana. What does he mean by it's not a real Zachia? It's not a Zachia Gemura. It's not a real giving him. It's not a real Kenyan to the guy. I mean, it's not a real Kenyan, and it's Darabana. I mean, it's not a real because it's Darabana, or it's not real. Anyways. Yeah, okay, good. Why?
Because it's, he's like spelling out that it's not really an idea of like a Koshen and Mishpachinian, and it's like more in the sense of just making it yours. It's not like intrinsically, it's just like we were saying.
Right, you mean, it's obviously a Gemura. I mean, it's not really that he needs Zechus, technically monetary Zechus in the thing.
Right.
It's not a Zechia Gemura.
Like, you wouldn't call it Zechia Gemura.
You wouldn't call it Zechia Gemura for Kenyan. You mean it's not? There's no need for a Zechia Gemura here. You mean it's not essentially a din of Zechia. It's not literally. You know, that's what it means. I mean, it's a Zechia, but not a what Zechia normally means. It's not a genuine Zechia. Zechia. It's not Zechia for its own sake because you need Zechia. It's like you need the appearance of a Zechia, so to speak. It's not really. It's not really Choshen Mishpat. It's not a Zechia Gemura. It's, but you need the like the effect of Zechia, right? And he's saying it's the Darabanan. So it could be if it was the Raisa, you maybe you'll say is, look, it's not Zechia per se, but Baman is it's using Zechia. So Zechia. So it's true, and that may not be essentially why you need it, but that's what Baman is. What Zechia? There's that there's Zechia, it's not Zechia. Baman is Zohar not, but it could be saying is that in the Rabbanon there's a certain latitude they have is to formulate it in a looser fashion, and the Rabbanon made it since it's not essentially about Zechia, it's just like the function of relating to it as the Baal, so the Rabbanon could set it up as to not demand the reality of the Baalos. It could be his holding is in the Raisa this wouldn't fly. Could be in the Raisa, you could just say, what is it? Is it a Baal? Is it not a Baal? It could be it holds a more rigid structure than the Raisa. But the Rabbanon, it could be what you're getting at. All that, so, you know, it's like, so the Rabbanon could formulate it, formalize it in that looser manner. It's not basically, you know, sounds like that's what you're saying. That's good. I was thinking of a different way to read that, but it's good, Matt. Is basically saying is that it's not a real Zechia, you just need to have the Gemir Das. So by Eruv Chatzeros, you need to have the Gemir Das because they benefit from the thing. You benefit from him having the Eruv. By Eruv Tchumim, there's no such benefit. Oh, he didn't get the Tchum yet. And he says, and Shmuel argues, so the Kivan the Kani Rishusei Bahachi, Shmuel Savar, okay, we have to explain this. We have to explain. So what's Shmuel's counter argument? Right, so why doesn't it work by Eruv Chatzeros? He says, the kivan dekani reshusa behachin, right? Since you're being kona to him the reshus, your property with this Kenyan, you know, with this placing of the eruv, right? Because that's the way it works. It becomes a joint property. Not just giving him the food, but you're giving him the Kenyan in your property. And also you haven't taken it out of your rishos, the thing which you're using is still in your property. Lo zachi beidach. The other guy isn't zochanet. The other guy isn't zochanet. Okay, so Rav is saying is that since you have benefit from it, so we know the guy wants it. But he's saying is no, since you're being konat in the property and it hasn't gone out of your property, therefore he's not zochanet. It's the opposite. The Rav Savar, given the law, Mishani Meirev, Midi Logar Markna Chizaka. Rav says, since there's no Tchumen, there's no benefit to the placer, therefore he's no Gemir, there's no Gemir Stas. Rishmol Savar, given the Mapik Lemir Shusei, Legamre, since it goes out of his property totally, Umanach Leila Bra, And he placed it outside. Gomer Machna, here's Gemara's Nas. Okay. So it's a similar to the Ritva. I think there's one difference, as he's saying, is why, according to Shmuel, it doesn't work by Erev Chatzeres. He's saying is because it's like, see, what Ritva said is because you're taking it out of your Shas. I'm sorry, it's still in your Shas. And he's saying that, but he's also saying is like, you are transferring him the property. Right? And it sounds like he's saying is a guy doesn't have the Gemara's Das so fast on his property. It's one thing to say I've Gemara's Das to let him have my food. We'll have a kinyan in my food. But a kinyan in your property is already tricky. This is my land. This is my house. This is my, right? So that already, even though it's not a technical zechiyah or whatever, but the way it's working is through giving him a portion of my house. The guy is more resistant to doing that. It's in his house, and it's the food in his house that he's being transferred to the guy. And it would thereby a portion of his house. He's saying that a guy is not so willing to do. That's his resistance. Like it seems like there's two things. I mean, because there's a question, I think, how it works. Are you calling it Diro, or are you calling it his property? It sounds like he says that, insofar as, whereas the Ritva's focus was on the food, that since it's in your Rishas, therefore you're not so fast to give it up. The Ritva Rosh is that also, but he's saying is, you're kona the Rishas itself, keeping the kona Rishusi Bahachi. Right? So you're being actually kona the Rishas. What he's saying is that you don't say, you know, that's the resistance. Same type of structure as in the Ritva, is that you need the resistance. You can't assume that he's overcome the resistance without an indication. But the resistance is the additional thing. It's not just that the object is not in his Rishos, but the mechanism of the Erev Tzchatzeros is that he's actually transferring him a portion of your Rishos. And that already a guy is resists. And therefore he holds you need an indication that he doesn't. Okay? Question? Okay, what I'd like to do next is Tosos. I think that's the last thing to do here. Is it Tosos? We tried to start way now before, but we never got through it.
With the three answers?
Yes, three answers there. Okay? What's his answers there? Okay, remember, Tosos says, first answer is that, same thing, he says, make a look at it. He says, why Shmuel holds by Truman doesn't work because, he says, you know, you can look him over. Look at it. It's the Tosos we did. We already did that, but you can look them over. It's the Tosos on Payam and Aleph, the top one on Payam and Aleph. And this back to Erevin. Okay? So you can look through the Tosos carefully and see if he's saying that. I mean, he's not really, it's hard to know, he's not really addressing the question of Ritva and Rashba. By the way, the Rashba, you see, doesn't hold by this Kenyan. They see the Hana is a Kenyan. So he's not holding by that. Right? Because he's saying it's not a real Kenyan. The Ritva held it is a real Kenyan. So we said, I think the Machlokes, as we said, as the Ritva says, is that the Hana, I mean, the Rashba may know about Hana, but the thing is he holds he needed a Maisa. The Ritva's Chiddush is that a Maisa in the framework of Erev counts as a Maisa for Kenyan, because it's a halachic Maisa mitzvah. Whereas it could be the Rashba holds this, and that's not a Maisa. And in terms of the Imamnus, it's not a Maisa. So you can't set it up as a halachic Maisa Kenyan. If in the framework, what are you doing? You're placing an Erev? What does that mean? You're not even doing anything. You're saying, this is my Erev. Okay, so that's not, how's that a Maisa Kenyan? So it's true there's Hana, but he can't just transfer something to Hana. It has to be there's a Maisa, which brings about the Hana. And that's a Maisa Kenyan. So it could be a Machlokes Tosfos, whether or not the Maisa Mitzvah could function as a Maisa, such that he could have a Kenyan. You know, the Hana could be attached to it to be able to effectuate the Kenyan. I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure about that, because I'm not holding in Kenyan of Hana. And that's the case in Kiddushin. It would be nice to see that a little better, to be certain. But for now, this is what I'm going with. Okay, so I guess hopefully we'll try to do the Tosos and the Tosos tomorrow, and then we just have, and then I guess we'll come back to us, back there with the Tashil and stuff. Okay.